So they're calling it the Doomsday Dud. Now today, the 21st December 2012, this is what they've been working for. This is what they've been seeking the other side for. This is what the other side's been seeking. Maybe 500 million worldwide. Some today, about 40 locations around the globe. 100 million are said to be joining together once again to seek that ascension, the evolution of humanity, and a new golden age, a new release of spiritual presence, energy in human consciousness. This is all about raising the energies on a global level. This is what it's all about. And it has never been done before in history on a global scale like this. So it's not a little thing. But it also reminds me of Genesis chapter 3, when a real entity right there gave a promise of an evolution to godhood, of a secret elitist knowledge, of a new position, of an advance, an ascension for humanity. It was all a lie, and of course it wasn't an evolution, it was a devolution that brings the destruction. And that presence thousands of years ago that that brought the human race down, you're infected, I'm infected, this sin nature and his presence, it's what all the bloodshed, it's what all the war, it's what dying and graves, and that's what all the fear, and that's what all the dysfunction and pain and hurt and all the rest, that's where the roots of this thing begins. But did you think the beast went away? Did you think that the ancient dragon, the ancient serpent, simply went away? The world has yet to see what the fallen one and the fallen collective, fallen angels, demonic realm, as the Spirit of God identifies them as Planos, Parnaeus Pneumonikai, Cosmocrator, Arches, Exousia. These ancient species of the fallen are operative as never before in human history. They've guided this thing, December 21st, 2012. We're going to look in today whether they got what they wanted. The truth is, as we look at the world around us, there's no doomsday. It hasn't all collapsed. There's people out there dancing and marching and burning fires and chanting and meditating and channeling and touching charged objects. Underneath, there's disillusionment. Underneath, there is what was expected did not come through. The evolution, the ascension, it has been, and it is, a lie from the dark side. Masqueraded, all the energies, all the dark presence, it's all there. The same one from the garden thousands of years ago. The news can only report the outward happenings, the physical, what we look at, where the Spirit of God says to the believers in Christ, in God's answer, in the ancient redemption that comes from God and a hope that is indestructible. There's a description that the spiritual conflict, this battle, this warfare, this struggle is not against flesh and blood. It is clearly a spiritual battle that is inseparable from the physical, and the blood and guts of it is, being poured out onto the day by day, month by month, year by year streets of human history. If you're a believer in Christ, by the prophetic insight God has given, by the Spirit of God, you should have eyes that are lit that can see. You should have a heart filled with great compassion, great urgency, and a great compelling love from God. God wills none should perish. God wills that all, pos anthropos, all humankind would be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. So may the Spirit of God speak to us. May the Spirit of God move. May the Spirit of God unleash through millions of believers. How about 10 million fierce in 2013? Under the lordship of the King of Heaven. Absolutely surrendered to the power and working of God in Christ in prayer and in soul winning. How many days are left? Well, that's something we can take a look at. This is Rust Izdar, Shatters Live broadcast, the Ragged Edge Show radio on the 21st of December, 2012. This is not the media's day. This is not the world's political day. This is the dark side, metaskizmazitai. That is masqueraded. This is the transfigured operating presence of what the Spirit of God calls the Mysterium. A secret power of lawlessness. Now all the undergrounders listening know it. All those on the surface of things, gathering by the hundreds of millions around the world. You see, I think this is true. They're not getting what they hoped for, what they believed in, but the spirits behind this global operating agenda may have gotten what they wanted. ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. Here's what I'm going to read right off the website. Quote, as expected, the Mayan occult, New Age, alien, psychic, etc. prophecies have failed. There is no ascension, no supernatural spike in human evolution to godhood, no ushering in of a new golden age, no catastrophic chaos or the end of the world as expected. Ancient prophecy, as with ancient promises from the fallen ones, failed. What did not come from God did not arrive. So this is what we have for tonight in this live broadcast. May God use this on a global scale. I'll ask friends of this broadcast of us, put up the prayers all the rest of the day. There will be dark underground rituals tonight, no question about that, and tomorrow. For some worldwide, by the millions, it's a three-day celebration of a decade-long preparation. I mean, millions and millions have gone into it. And literally hundreds of thousands of man-hours. All because the other side, they've been waiting, masqueraded, promoting another global layer of building that global mindset in preparation for the end. Chaos will come. The Antichrist will come. A new regime will come. But the Word of God, the Spirit of God says it will bring the greatest destruction of humanity, the greatest destruction of the environment. Creation has its hope in the second coming of Christ. And so do I. And I hope to tell you that that is where the indestructible, infallible hope that brings the wiping away of all tears and the ability to see God face to face in the end. Indestructible, irreversible, immortality. It all goes back to the old rugged cross where a real Savior, God in human flesh, has come for us. Pursuing you, pursuing me. Do you know him? Do you know his presence? Do you know his love? Do you know his forgiveness? Do you know his Spirit, the presence of God the Holy Spirit on the inside? Want you to be praying. Want you as if God would lead you to unleash this broadcast everywhere you can. Here's what I have on the website. It's a message to the Mayan elders, New Age leaders, occult, old occultists, remote viewers and psychics, and all the underground Luciferians. 2012 prophecies, those masqueraded diversionary promises, have failed. Just like in the garden. As expected. So what now? There is a message from God in an ancient source, the Ancient of Days. Have you heard about the Ancient of Days? Have you read the book of Daniel lately? The Ancient of Days takes his seat in the end. A description of the furthest one back, the one that has always been there, the one that came in human flesh, and there on that cross had you in mind. We'll talk about some of that as we go into this tonight. Take a look again, shatterthedarkness.net. If you're brand new, welcome. If you're listening by internet, satellite, CB Channel 19, by the archives worldwide, listen. In the name of Jesus Christ, the God of heaven, may blessing and strength and God's Spirit just engage you. May God save, heal, and deliver. And use this broadcast to bring anyone not knowing God to come to Christ. To receive the gift of salvation, the Spirit of God, and knowing God. May all believers be empowered. And be praying for us, because 2013, there's nothing left on the map but to unleash 10 million fierce believers who know how to stand in the presence of God in Christ, filled and clothed with the power of God, unafraid of the dark side's encroaching doom, become the most powerful prayer warrior and the most effective soul-winning witness you could ever become. That's what it's all about for 2013. Hope you're going to come to Dallas, Texas. This is the Future Congress, Dallas, Texas. I'll have the banner up on the website tomorrow. And we're going to look for you there in Dallas. We're going to look for you in Chicago. We're going to look for you in Newark, Ohio. We're going to look for you in Knoxville, Tennessee in June. And Sacramento, California in July. It's Tom Dunn. Part of Project Josiah. Thank you for all the prayer warriors across the board, by the way, and the new names that will be added. We're asking that many of you, by the thousands now, just simply join in a network of prayer and intercession for those three things. More than anything else, those three things. Once again, thanks for coming tonight. Want to say welcome to anybody new, the website shatterthedarkness.net. Let me go over tonight. And by the way, if you don't get the live broadcasts, you can get them in the archives, the current archives. You can also go to that preemption broadcast Podomatic, and you can click on being a follower. And what this means is there'll be an immediate notification of anything we put up new. They'll send you automatically every broadcast and any update, audio updates we do, and you'll get those. I'm looking at the notes I have here. Here's about eight things we're going to talk about. As it was in the beginning, number one. Number two, as it has been prophesied. Number three, a devolution and a disillusionment. Number four, expectation. Number five, the spirits got what they wanted. Number six, expectations or things that we can say from this date and the decades behind it, what we may see from this point on. And number seven, the hope of the ages. Number eight, before time, right now, and in the future, God has moved. God has moved on your behalf. And I'm going to bring that revelation to you as we get into this tonight, thanking you for an incredible year. Now tonight, late tonight, as you're listening to this, we're preparing, we'll probably see 20, maybe 30 individuals in a meeting tonight in which we will celebrate and just have some food and fellowship, and we will do some singing and praise and worship and prayer and gathering and sharing Christ in the midst of things. Got a big couple of, what do we have left? About 9-10 days in 2012. Want to say just quickly thank you to all who've supported. Apologize for being late and getting about 20 thank you letters out. They're coming. They're on the way. And if you're interested in end-of-the-year giving, end-of-the-year investment, end-of-the-year support, no business advertisements. We don't take 10, 20 minutes of this hour to put up all those kind of things. We just simply say, if you're interested, if you believe in the benefit, and if you want to help us broaden it all and continue in 2013, we invite your support. On the website, shatterthedarkness.net, just the support tab. Brand new updated pages up, by the way. Or snail mail, P.O. Box 755, Uniontown, Ohio, 44685. So many of you, so incredible, so kind, so good. We stand in absolute gratefulness. Personal note, because some of you have asked, Mom, my mom, 80, in the hospital, well, she's now back in the kind of nursing care facility, and very sick, but called me today asking me to bring her a raspberry sweet tea. So she has enough strength to use the little cell phone that she keeps in her hand almost all day long, sitting in her wheelchair or in the bed, to ask me to bring down. So we'll see about doing that. We've been there just about every single day in the last 6-7 days. And thank you for the prayers as I watch my own mama on her way out into the arms of God. There's an incredible hope right there alone. There is an afterlife. Do you know about that? Goes back and is rooted in the cross. But that's the cross 2,000 years ago is rooted before time began. I'll explain that in just a minute. Let's go over, if we can, with what do we have? About 40-some minutes here. These primary issues. Thinking about 2012, because all along the way, there's been a year-long, actually in 2012, if you've been listening, you know that we've been talking about the coming 2012, the broadest supernatural, spiritual year that we would ever know. I really believe that's what it was going to be, one of the most supernatural years, and I mean from the dark side's advancing its agenda and what it is accomplishing yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and what it's done in the last number of decades, but the last decade, and specifically the last year, in drawing, some estimates, 500 million to gather worldwide. In one broadcast alone from Barbara Marx Hubbard, 100 million in 40 spots around the world. Once again, because of all of what's going to be done, it's about opening gateways. As the wife of Aleister Crowley in 1904 said, when he did a ritual that opened doorways, she got the communication from the other side and said to Aleister Crowley, "They've been waiting for you. They're waiting for you." And that's when this engagement began. You open the doors to that side, you better believe. I mean, that's what they want. If you've opened the doors in any way, on a ritualistic way, been to one of the gateways, have been doing it in your life, and if you've been practicing anything where you've opened the doors in your life, you could be sure it's because they've been knocking. Nobody opens a door in this spiritual realm unless it's the other side knocking. I can tell you this, the dark side in its multiple array of seduction, deception, is knocking as never before. I'm talking about the history of my own life being out on the field and seeing this exponential growth of spiritual engagement, spiritual experience, spiritual communication, spiritual empowerments, non-human enhancements, all the rest of those things. There's a reason for the incredible exponential spike on a global scale. That's what brings the concern, as Jesus spoke about the end of days in Matthew 24. In verse 25, when he said, when you see all of these things, the deception, the earth changes, the wickedness, the wars, the violence, when you all of these things that he speaks about, when all of them are on the field, then you know we're right at the edge of the very end. Which means the greatest destruction, because the greatest deception that the world has ever experienced, seen, there is nothing in any history book that can tell you what is about to occur on this planet. Now, the Spirit of God has done this and painted a future history that has a current warning with hope being offered right now, even as you're listening. To the Mayan elders, the New Age leaders, old occultists, remote viewers, psychics, to all the undergrounders and druids and wiccans and Santeria and Palomahombi, to all of those around the world that have become the earthers. Those of you that have been spiritually persuaded to grab the finite, to engage the finite. Here's a factor. Though you can acknowledge there's a God or God source or something, you don't know him. And it's very clear you don't know the real Christ, the one who actually came for you, died, rose from the dead, blasting apart the finality of death. Do you have his Spirit, the Spirit of the living Christ, dwelling in you? Let me ask you to study. I mean, just take the time. This is vital. This is about you. Study Romans, the book of Romans chapter 8, very well. And I'm sure God will speak to your heart. Let me say this. Number one, as it was in the beginning. As it was in the beginning. What we have in the beginning, without question, is the human race. In majesty, in our eternal relationship with God, there's no death, there's no crying, there's no pain, there's no disease, there's no bloodshed, there's no shooters. There's no war, no separation, no racism. There's no depression, there's no post-traumatic stress syndrome, there's no suicide. Until chapter 3. The human race, theologians, listen, the human race, not by itself, exchanged the glory of God, exchanged the majesty of the position of our original creation. Can I say it in street terms? We lost it. And we lost it all. And we don't even know how to calculate the depth of that because the infection brings futility of thinking, darkened understanding, and a spiritual blinding. We barely know. We barely get a glimpse of what we think it should have been. It's no question at all. I've never met anybody that says, hey, this is the way the world is, you know, all the death, dying, war, bloodshed, killing, racism, and this is what I love. Maybe somebody really wicked loves it. Maybe those who really love the chaos and the bloodshed and the satanic revels love it. But humanity is in soul sorrow. Closing your eyes, you say, well, I wish it could be good and no shooters and no death and no dying and no suicide, no bloodshed, no wickedness, no raping, no serial killers, on and on and on. Then you open your eyes and it's all there on the field of human existence. And you know your own pain. When the ideal and the real clash, the old apologist Edward Carnell said, that's the sense of soul sorrow we as humans have. The feeling that it should be better than this. The feeling that there should be significance. The feeling that life is more important than just death and dying and bloodshed and rotting in a grave. Well, let me tell you something. You could exchange God for the finite if you want. I did that for so long in my life until I was engaged by the uncreated, eternal Spirit of God. There's tens of millions of spirits that have been operative. There may be millions more that are coming through those spiritual gateways now opened. But let me tell you that right now the Spirit of God summons you, seeks you. If you don't know God, I want you to know that God pursues you. Nobody loves you like God does. Nobody desires you like God does. Nobody knows you better than God. Take a look at the real Christ in the Gospel of Mark, in the Gospel of John. Take a look at the real God that came into human flesh, the reasons why, how he did it, how he lived, what he said, what he spoke, what he did, and why the cross. The spirit of Antichrist, operative in Gnosticism, cults, New Age spirituality, remote viewing, psychics, Mayan prophecies, alienology, and all the rest, the spirit of Antichrist will paint a different picture and try to give you a dumbed down, de-deified, non-saving, fake Christ as the spirit of God 2,000 years ago said would happen. The fake can't save you. The fake can't help you. The fake can't deliver you. But the real, a savior that hung on the cross, what he did willingly, yielding his life, coming to give it in your stead, a substitute. Do you know him? Do you know what he did? As it was in the beginning, there was an engagement, no question about it, in the garden, way back there. I mean, right there in the Middle East, somewhere possibly in the land of Iraq, that Middle East area, the Garden of Eden and a fallen creature. You can read about him, Ezekiel 28. You can read about the once anointed cherub and the fall. And the Spirit of God, and God gives the definition of this entity, the one that desecrated his sanctuaries, totally, if they have DNA from the core of its existence is twisted, transmuted, blackened, a disintegration of self. Jesus said he's the father of lies. There's no truth dwelling in him. He's the murderer, a deceiver. So God now paints the picture of what he tries to present as the shining one, the dazzling one. He has the ability to meta, schizmazo, to morph, transfigure, as does the array of hundreds of millions of fallen angels and demonic presence. God defines them as demonic, unclean spirits, because of what they really are. The mask can fool and has fooled and is fooling and maybe fooling you. The mask they present doesn't alter their real nature, their real intent, and their real agenda. I pray that God in an extraordinary way will break through by the Spirit of God, the Word of God, truth, open your eyes, cause you to see, cause you to realize. We pray this prayer. May, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, every demonic presence masquerading as angels and spirit guides and ancient masters be absolutely demasked. May their presence be crushed and bound, and may you see the truth, and may the Spirit of God lead you to the real Savior, Christ, who loves you and wants you. As it was in the beginning, in the garden, what happened there is the exact same presence, exact same method, and exact same results that has just occurred on a global scale. In the garden, the shining one, this entity, Satan, Diablos, the dragon, the ancient serpent, the liar, the father of lies, as he engaged the human race, he lied. He lied about God. He lied about a promise of an evolution to godhood. That's what he offered. And he lied about a evolution to and a breaking into elitist knowledge, a position that humanity, he claimed, didn't have. If only we would spit in the face of God, reject and embrace then this fallen entity in his revelation. Right now you are embracing the revelation from the Spirit of God, or you are embracing the revelation that comes from the fallen ones. Both are real. One is life, one is truth. One is deadly, one is lethal. One brings the gift of eternal life and a personal relationship with God. One steals all that from you and will land you at the gates of hell, lost forever. As it was in the beginning, God's intent, offering a promise that a finite fallen being couldn't provide. And in all these thousands of years, through all kinds of ancient occult, cult, earth-based or dark spirit initiated religions and spirituality. That same promise has been given again and again and again. And what we need to understand is, what was promised in the garden that helped lead to the fall of the human race and death and dying and hell and pain and all the rest is the exact same doctrine, didache, that is now being embedded in billions of minds because in a collective work, the mysterium, the secret power of lawlessness, the work of Satan in the coming of the Antichrist, that's the doctrine promised, counterfeit to God's salvation, counterfeit to the coming glorification, that indestructible, irreversible immortality. As it was in the beginning, so it is now. As a matter of fact, you can take Genesis chapter 3, right there in your Bible, right next to it, 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Thousands of years later, the Apostle Paul, led by the Spirit of Christ, writes a warning to the believers there that the same entity that brought deception, cunning, and temptation to Eve was operative among them. The fallen cherub, Satan, the devil, Satanus, hasn't changed. Not in who he is, what he wants, how he operates, and what he's doing to accomplish his agenda. Human history involves his work, and human history, as the Spirit of God paints the future picture infallibly, accurately, shows that the destabilization, the dismantling, the violence, the bizarre occurrences, the bloodshed, the coming wars, is all because of their push for global manifestation with the lie of a promise to human evolution, to godhood, homo lumos, homo deity, with the agenda and a promise of a golden age. You got to understand how that's going to be pressed more than what we've seen in the last decade, more than what we've heard about in the last year, in the last weeks, and even today, December 21st, 2012. That doctrine of human evolution as the counterfeit to God's salvation glorification, and the agenda of a promised age of peace, is all contrary to and counterfeit to the reality that God has in Christ, the coming Prince of Peace. Even the earth, all creation knows the coming redemption. Again, Romans 8, if you're worried about the earth, God is more concerned than you. It is his, not yours. And creation knows God. Creation feels the pain of the sin and the Satan's presence and the decay. That's Romans 8. Read about that. Earthers should read about that. Mayans and indigenous Indian cultures, read about creation knows God, feels the pain of the sin and the Satan and the end of the age, but it has hope. It knows that Christ is coming. It knows that a new earth and a new heaven is coming by the hands of the immortal, infinite, immeasurable God, not by the hands of the finite. As it was in the beginning, the false promises, the seduction, the masquerade as a shining one led to not evolution but devolution, not to a new position but a destroyed, destructive position. The genetics, the life, the character, the construct of humanity changed. And the death gene or the death code and the sin code or the sin force. Romans 8, study that, please, to understand what's inside you, what's operative in humanity and why. And the answer God brings to change us from the depths of our DNA all the way, body, soul, and spirit, implanting in you, in Christ, in salvation, the Spirit of God, read Ephesians 1, the guarantee, the deposit within anyone believing in Christ, in China, in Russia, in Zimbabwe, in Kenya, in wherever you're at, as you're listening. When Christ comes into your life, the Spirit of God comes in and deposits His presence, the gift of indestructible immortality, guaranteeing what is to come. Again, Ephesians chapter 1. Do a study of that. No Mayan elder, no New Age leader, no old occultist or new one, no remote viewer, no psychic, no underground Luciferian can tell you that. They can't tell you anything about that because they don't have it. And the spirit of Antichrist they've embraced, and the counterfeit they've embraced, and the deception they've embraced is absolutely opposed to the real Christ. Why do you think the coming one called the Antichrist is called the Antichrist? He's in opposition to, and the instead of, the attempted replacement of the Savior of the world. That's what it's all about. If you're wanting to know anything about the Antichrist and the end of the age, you got to understand the Antichrist is coming because of the real Christ. What he did at the cross and this real Christ, Prince of Peace, coming. Oh, have you delved into Revelation chapter 19? Have you seen what the Spirit of God has already shown in the future? When the door, the thure, the gateway from the where God is opens, when the once dead, now alive forever Christ begins to descend, Revelation 19 has you in it. Everyone listening to my voice right now, whether live or later, you're in Revelation chapter 19. You are either in verses 11 through 14 with those white redemptive clothes, saved, glorified, and descending out of the heavens down, because believers in Christ have already been glorified. You're either there in the future coming down with God Christ in a descent, or you're on the ground. So impregnated, animated, packed with the spirit of Antichrist, mark of the beast. You read it for yourself. Revelation, chosen one. Read Revelation. No prophecy of God has ever failed. 500 and more have already been fulfilled in exact, infallible detail. And the other close to 500 are being fulfilled and will be. As it was in the beginning, God was there. God said, don't do this. God gave a word and talked about how we could be preserved. Please understand the power of one singular verse, one singular word of God for your life. Number two tonight is this, as it has been prophesied. And I mentioned that already about prophecy. I mean, there's Nostradamus, Edgar Cayce, psychics, remote viewers now. There's mind stuff. That's what the whole world is talking about. That's what all the news media, newspapers, bloggers, everybody knows about this prophesied, promised, predicted, well, at first, end of the world, end of the age, doomsday. But then that's been altered to, no, that just means the end of an age, the beginning of a new one. Of what? False prophecy, I mean, prophecy can come from the dark side, but because they're not infinite, they cannot, they don't know the future, the past, the present, and all at once. I mean, only God, infinite God, omniscient, omnipresence, omnipotent, omnirelational. Only God knows all the contingencies, all the possibilities, all of the actualities. So when God says, this is what the dark side is going to do sequentially to the world, you can absolutely be sure that's what's going to happen. And God has given the intel. Believers should be able to take that, warn the world, see what's going on, and spur on their own dedication to Christ and prayer and evangelism because of it. Prophecy and the gospel are inseparable. Book of Romans, chapter 16, verse 25, 26, 27. Nail that. Memorize that. Know that. As it has been prophesied in the Old Testament, about 300 prophecies of the coming of Emmanuel, God in human flesh, of Christ, a virgin with child, the Prince of Peace, Mighty God, Wonderful Counselor, of John the Baptist being the forerunner and presenter of the coming Christ, of Judas betraying, of the cross itself. Israel, listen. Isaiah 53 is not about a nation. It is about Messiah. It is about Yahweh Adonai. It is about Jesus Christ. It is about Messiah. As it has been prophesied. God would come and bring a redemption. God would come and bring a salvation. God would come and in the darkness, God would bring a light. That a light in the midst of the darkness would come, that God would come. Read John's Gospel, chapter 1. God, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was, always has been, always is, and will be. God has become human flesh and dwelt for a while among us, bringing us life, light, truth. It is God in our face showing us his brilliance of mercy and grace and desire for us. God came seeking us. God's come to look for you. I don't care if you're a banger in the streets, or if you're a CEO in a company, or if you're a politician behind the desk, or if you're a soldier on the field. Doesn't make any difference where you've come from. Moms, dads, teenagers, bikers or businessmen, prostitutes or presidents, God has come in Christ and died for you, come for you, rose from the dead for you, loves you. Nobody does more. May the impact of the Spirit of God draw you to the Savior. As has been prophesied, we're in the end of days. As has been prophesied, big centrality of the wars in the Middle East and Israel returning to its land and the battles that will occur and the initiation or the attempt of a third world war. The chaos that will bring down all the nations, a new order as the prophecies in the book of Daniel of a fourth kingdom, fierce and deadly like nothing the world's ever seen. The Antichrist will have the apocalypse in rule. The false prophet will come. The abyss will be opened. Armageddon will come, soldier, military man. As God says, future history will occur. God says that if you come to him, he'll give you life. You'll come to know him. You'll be totally, utterly, absolutely, thoroughly washed and forgiven and cleansed. He'll give you the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is the Spirit guide, the Spirit who teaches, the Spirit who comforts, the Spirit who leads, the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of God, God, the Holy Spirit. If you want to dance with the spirit guide demons, if you want to dance with the ascended master demons, if you want the finite ones, realize something. You don't have God and you know it. Repentance, metanoia, means turn around. Leave all of that. Come out of the hedonism. Come out of your hopelessness. Come out of the darkness and embrace the Savior that is there right now knocking at the door of your heart. As has been prophesied, no prophecy God has ever given has failed. And there are almost 500 yet to be fulfilled. And they are the most immense. Part of that is the indestructible, irreversible immortality. Seeing God face to face. Being caught up and changed, if you're already a believer. Oh, there's so many things, so many things, so little time. 15 minutes in left in this broadcast, and let me tell you, number three, December 21st, 2012. Devolution and disillusionment. So I'm watching some of the news media all day today. Last night, didn't sleep at all. Couldn't sleep. Got up at 6 a.m. because I couldn't sleep. My wife's not feeling good. I go out to get her some things. Go ahead and do some of the things I'm doing today. Watching things, looking the news, scanning and watching as a watcher, as Colossians 4:2. Didn't I tell you about this all year long? Colossians 4:2. Devotion to prayer, being watchful of the impending danger. Well, the impending danger for the world. What's coming? Believers are not in that kind of danger. We're here to warn if we're spiritually awake and alert and aware. Right now, I believe there's a devolution. It's as though they have blown up a gigantic balloon in the last couple of years, spiritually speaking. It's been popped. It's deflating. All over the world, in all of these meetings, there is no ascension. There is no evolution to godhood. There is no... The lies of the enemy to draw hundreds of millions worldwide, promising them something that the dark side can't give, a counterfeit, just like in the garden, brings a devolution, deeper deception, disillusionment. I wonder how many that have been involved in all of this after this weekend are going to walk away disillusioned, realizing that all they hoped in, all they put their money in, book authors and documentarians, nothing happened. All those who've taken the Pharmacon gateway drugs, talk to the spirits, all those alienologists that engaged, all those remote viewers that talked to the beings, nothing they promised has come past. Now they're going to be a scurrying to alter, to keep your deception, to keep you distracted, and the diversion continues. And the Spirit of God in Scripture teaches that more will come in the goal for Luciferic globalism. You could either be a gateway for them, allowing them to come in. That's why I lay the blame for the future and what's going to happen. I'll go over the expectations. But I lay the blame on the dark side, no question about it, God does. But on all who embrace dark spirits, fallen spirits, even though masqueraded. Some of you have heard the truth. Some of you heard the message of Christ. Some of you have exchanged the blame for all of opening the gateways. Here's what's happened worldwide in the last couple of days, today, tonight, tomorrow. You've been given a massive spiritual mirage being diverted. You've been looking at the hope that fallen spirits tried to give you. They know what they're doing. They've been on the other side. All they cared about was using you to open doorways so a flood of them on a global scale can come on over to this side and bring a dark, counterfeit, spiritual surge to the satanic agenda. See, they're furious. They're in a frenzy. Revelation 12. That side knows their time is short. Did you know that? Revelation 12. Have you read that? Have you read that? Revelation 12. It's about a global, collective spiritual presence headed by, as God describes them, a megos pyros dragon. This manifesting dark presence described by God as like a global dragon. But he's called the ancient serpent, the devil, Diabolos, who seeks to lead the whole world. The global goal, agenda is outlined there. And that dark side knows its time is short. They've been waiting for so many. They've been waiting for so many to be drawn. They've been waiting for December 21st, 2012. They've been waiting for this on a global scale, synchronizing millions, guiding them, directing them. And sometimes I wonder if not laughing at the at them. See, they look at humanity being deceived as pitiful. They have no mercy. There's no kindness there. It's all delusion. And they're using millions around the world today to open the door to them. They have an agenda, but it's not what they promised. They have a goal, but it has nothing to do with what they've promised to draw people into it. Just like in the garden. Chuck God, embrace the counterfeit, a promise to something that cannot be delivered and wasn't, a devolution, a destruction, and disillusionment. Except for the grace of God, except for the mercy of God, except for God breaking in to the mess we've opened the door to. And even now, do you want God? Do you want to die alone? Lose it all? The expectation, number four, of the world. The expectation of New Agers and 2012ers and Mayan elders and Earthers and pagans and Druids and Wiccans. The expectation of alienologists at Bugarash in Serbia, in Russia, in China, all over the world, the promise. The aliens, did they show up at Bugarash today? Did they save anybody? Did they come? Might as well take those little hats off. Put down your New Age pom-poms. Sit there on the grass, tired. They didn't come. They didn't show up. Because they've lied. They never planned to. It was all diversion, preoccupation. It was all about simply using you and drawing you to the places they've decided and designed so that they can use you as gateway, so that they can use you and your chants and your meditations and your astral projecting and your remote viewing and your crystal skulls and in all grounders. They just simply used you to open doors. That leads me to point number five. The dark spirits got away with what they wanted. Hey, for them to lead out 500 million worldwide, to have this in conscious thinking of billions around the world. Dark spirits got what they wanted, just simply doorways all over the world. So here's what I expect. I mentioned this the other night. I'll mention it quickly here tonight. Here's what I do expect as I read scripture, as I see the dark side, as someone in prayer, watching, looking. Here's what I expect. The public ceremonies that summon the past ancient demon gods will continue. Number two, the public declarations of a new age will continue and be revised and be revisited for distraction and for diversion. Number three, bizarre occurrences, more than we've seen in the last decade, will occur. Number four, behind-the-scene rituals will continue to develop and grow, human sacrifices in the underground. All of the thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of victims already know this. Number five, suicides, crazy impulses, weird, will occur. Number six, eruptions of violence, but also being explained away, looking in different directions for the reasons. Not looking at sin and Satan and demons or programming or an underground agenda. The eruptions of violence will be explained away in the public view. The next one, seven, earth changes. Yeah, more crazy weather, more collapses, more of everything that we've seen in the last decade. The next, violence in various places around the world. Eruptions of violence. The next, wars will break out. Not the ones that will end anything. They won't. But wars will break out, specifically in the Middle East. And here's four things to remember. All believers in Christ should know this. And at, because gateway doors have been opened around the world, just like if somebody in your backyard did a satanic ritual, summoned demons and let them come to this side or in your home, you realize that that causes a problem. But what if they've done this in massive gateway areas, in tens of thousands of places underground around the world. Well, an exponential spike in dark spirits being operative, visiting, and working. Secondly, next, an exponential spike in shooters, bombers, glimpses of the coming chaos. An exponential spike, number three, in spiritual warfare for all believers. Number four, an exponential spike in the real Christ, the real Christianity. There'll be a broader opposition. You'll feel it, you'll sense it, you'll know it. And then the last thing, burned out disillusionment. Is there a hope? Is there a hope of the ages? You better believe so. You better know this. You better understand that all of the things that have faded through your fingers, all of the dark side, you think they haven't strategized already? You think they haven't already decided through alien channeling, New Age channeling, meditation, spirits on crystal skulls, communicating quote unquote ancient knowledge? In all their communication, in all of what they're giving, a broader supernatural reasoning and kind of resetting and capturing those who have already been used. Come out of it. Get out of it now. Come to the living Christ. Come to the God that loves you. Get out of that darkness, though masqueraded as light. A razor blade is a razor blade, whether painted black or painted white. 8. Before time, now, and the future. Can I read you some of the revelation of God? Here's what the Spirit of God says. Originally in the area of Delphi, the Temple of Delphi, Corinth, among all the spirits and spiritual operating presence, that is the same that's operating on a global scale now. It was there then. Here's what the Spirit of God says, quote, "We do, however, speak a message of wisdom among the mature, but not the wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. No, we speak of God's secret wisdom, a wisdom that has been hidden and that God destined for our glory before time began. None of the rulers of this age understood it, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. However, as it has been written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed it to us by a Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the man's spirit within him? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God." You can go to 1 Corinthians. You can read in chapter 2 and chapter 3 the incredible revelation of God and what he is showing. No mind has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived, no eye has seen what God has prepared, pouring through the Savior Christ. Before time began, God had plotted this for you. Right now, beckoning you, because he wants you to be with him in the future, in a glorified, indestructible, immortal body, looking at God. The Word of God says in Titus chapter 1, listen carefully now, in reference to a faith in Christ and a knowledge of the real Christ, here's what it says, a faith and knowledge resting on the hope of eternal life, which God, who does not lie, promised before the beginning of time. And at his appointed time, he brought his word to light through the preaching entrusted to me by the command of God, our Savior. God is entrusted now in my life too, to share with you, God loves you, Christ is the answer, he is the Savior, come to him, turn to him, give your life to him, this is the day, this is the hour, this is the moment God summons you, calls you. In the name of Jesus, may the Spirit of God lead you. In the name of Jesus, may all dark powers be stripped and crushed. May God stretch out his hand to save, heal, and deliver. We're at the end of the hour. This is Rust is Dar, shatterthedarkness.net on the web. We love you. Good night.